Bear Podcast 313.
This one like one of the this one like one of the Simpsons or one of those shows where the guy's like, oh no. I know it's one of the fact parts.
Well, I don't know.
I was a Family Guy. I wanted to spin off of the Family Guy.
Anyway, let's go on with the show, okay? Hey, welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Joining us today
is the boyfriend that cannot be named.
Voldemort.
Hello, all.
Hello, all. So, what name should we use for you?
You know what? Throw some at me.
Okay, how about Sue Sylvester? We were just watching.
I'm not quite that mean.
Chupacabra.
Chupacabra. Okay, Chupacabra. We'll call you Chupacabra.
I hope you guys can remember that.
Okay, we'll try.
We'll just call you Nurse Ratched.
There you go.
Okay. Was it Nurse Ratched?
Nurse Ratched.
Nurse Ratched.
And if anybody knows which play that's from, let me know.
I don't know.
It was made into a movie.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Anyway, welcome everyone to episode 313. And
did y'all know that dolphins are just gay sharks?
Yes, they're just gay sharks. Yeah, it's been tweeted multiple times, and it's on Facebook all over, and people are getting sick already of that line. After 5 minutes, it was just mentioned. Yeah, so you're right, tonight, it's Tuesday, and
Glee's back! Yay!
Yeah, and it's fun. We had a great time watching, and we are here at Ray's pad.
We're inside the loop, folks. We're back in civilization.
The only way to be.
Yes, and it's a good Tuesday that he cooked up some burgers tonight.
We grilled.
Yeah.
Brought the egg roll.
I brought egg rolls. I always bring egg rolls. So if everybody likes egg rolls, I'm the guy because I bring it all the time.
Andrew said you'll like his egg roll.
I didn't see you eat. Did you eat today?
Yes, I ate.
You ate already? Okay.
No egg roll, though.
I did have an egg roll.
Oh, you did?
I did.
I didn't see you eat an egg roll.
It was quite tasty, Maynard.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. That's what they say about my egg rolls.
No comment.
You just got to watch out for the egg roll cheese.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So how about some weekend updates, guys? What did you guys do this weekend?
What did we do this weekend? Well, you were out of town.
Oh, you were out of town. You'll be last.
I was in Minneapolis.
Oh, where in Minneapolis?
Downtown?
No. Did you go to the bars or anything? No.
One night, we actually did a group of us from the conference I was at. We got together and we went to the lounge.
It was the lounge. Okay.
It was like this trendy, straight dance
club.
So
trendy that anyone would have to have a real name. It's just called the lounge.
The lounge.
It sounds generic.
Very generic.
The lounge. You're just there for a whole weekend, for 4 days or what?
Yeah, I got there Thursday afternoon and then I left Sunday. Nice. The conference was Friday and Saturday.
Okay. And was it with friends?
No, it was all work.
It's all work. Okay.
All work.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, was it all work?
You went there for work. How's the weather there? It should be a little cooler.
It was chilly, but it was beautiful. Okay. It was nice to see color.
Oh, yeah, definitely the leaves there right now.
Yeah, here everything just kind of, it's green, then all of a sudden the next day it's dead, then you wake up one morning and it's green again. Mm-hmm. There, you know, you get the pretty color.
That is one place I have never been, Minnesota. I've never been to Minnesota.
You're not as much.
You know, really? No. Have you been to Minnesota, Ray?
No.
Hey, but all you
about
Minnesota.
And Dixon.
You know. It's nice to visit in the summer.
Oh, okay. All of America?
We went, actually.
Oh, you really?
Yeah. Went and rode the little roller coaster and then saw a movie there, so.
Okay.
Ask him what movie you saw.
Oh, my God. What did you watch?
Date movie.
Oh! Date movie.
It was kind of funny.
Okay.
Then we know Ray would not like it.
Right. It has Steve Cottrell in it.
But, you know, I don't know. I would watch a movie. If it's something like that, I would wait for it on DVD or watch it on a cable movie. But
I wouldn't. I just went with the herd.
You went with the herd?
Yeah, I followed them.
Oh, are you okay? Are you okay then?
I'm fine.
Ray's, can you say again something?
Test 1, 2.
Okay, you're good.
I'm good to go.
Yeah, Mike, he got a mic stand, so Ray just connected the mic stand. He's getting tired of holding his microphone. Okay, when did you come back?
I got back Sunday.
Nurse Ratched.
Yeah. Ray was gracious enough to pick me up at the airport at like 9 o'clock that night.
Yeah, Sunday we were at the bars. We were waiting for you.
Everyone's waiting for me.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And how about you, Ray? What did you do this weekend?
I sit around the house and pined away for Nurse Ratched to get back.
Oh, he was crying. He's lying. He was whimpering.
No, Friday night I went to a birthday party. Happy birthday, Sharam.
Oh, that's right. Happy birthday, Sharam. It's Persian Bear on Facebook, if you guys see him.
So I went to his birthday party for a little bit, but it was Friday night, and I was so exhausted, I think I was on a good for an hour. And I left before all the fun began, apparently.
Yes, definitely. Okay, I should tell you, I was there the whole night. And I went home around 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, something like that. One of the guys there, one of my good friends, of course, but I can't mention his name, but he was wearing the Borat outfit. Did you see that? No, he didn't get to see that. If you watched Lime Green One.
Yes, I saw it.
Oh, you saw it? Okay. So our friend, I'm not going to say his name, you're going to be angry. He was wearing the Borat outfit with the singlet thing, and you could see his pubes and everything, and you could almost see his ass crack at the back. And
his ass crack. It was like a string.
G-string in the back. Yeah. So it's like a bear Borat. So it's really scary.
A floss with that.
Floss. It did look like that. But it's a good thing he took it off later on. I mean, he swam with it though. I mean, it doesn't look good. We'll probably use it as a album art for this podcast. We'll see. So people will see who it is. So it's kind of scary.
You know what? Everybody just wants to look hot, and he did his thing to look hot.
Well, yeah.
You know, he likes it. The hell with
people
else
will like it. I know. There's a lot.
I'm at that age where I just like, well, if you don't like it, fuck you. So.
Oh, wow! Strong words.
Okay. I'm scared of you.
Wait till I hit 50. Oh my god. Yeah.
But then that evening we were there until I brought egg rolls again.
Usually. Oh,
this time I brought 100 of them, because whenever you bring these, the last time I made a mistake of bringing only 50 in a bear party, and that's not enough. That will be wolfed down in 15 minutes. Yeah. So it's a good thing about
Maynard has special egg rolls.
That's true. This time there are pork egg rolls.
Oh.
Yeah, I brought them and got booked out. I was happy. So, what else is going on? Let me see. Last Sunday. Oh, Saturday night.
I thought you were going to have to win those three games.
What three games?
Did you win three games Sunday?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Sunday. That's Sunday. We at softball, we're very good. I'm very happy with our team. We won three games out of three, so I was happy that we beat them. And we kind of, they're new teams. I could understand if you're playing against a new team, they don't have chemistry yet. So we got to beat them. So I'm fine. I'm happy about that. But anyway, Saturday, we went to the gallery. What's his name? Mark Spencer. He's actually an artist. Well, a photographer. He's a photographer, and he has nude adult girls and photographs that he was displaying at the House of Fine Art Gallery. And hopefully next week we're going to have a show with him. So, yeah, we'll record the podcast with him and, you know, kind of promote his work. It's a very good photographer. He's got some bear. I actually bought one of them. Bought one of the artworks. Two bears. Well, two guys, two husky guys with
big bellies.
Yeah, big bellies.
That's not all.
But you can see their backside and their tattoos all over. And they'll probably post a picture when they get there. So, I don't know what he's done with it yet. But okay, listeners. Oh, yeah, that's right. I had to ask Mike. I had to call my partner. And he said that, okay, if you want to get it, go get it. Because it's kind of affordable. So, okay.
What's
in the budget?
Kind of affordable. I mean, what makes it kind
okay.
of?
Okay, with photo prints, I would say they're cheaper than if they're paintings, because paintings are usually one of a kind. No. But if it's a photo print, they could probably make a limited edition, like 1 to 50 only. There's only 50 out there. And you can pick a number like you'll see a signature at the bottom saying 1 of 50.
Yeah, and the higher the number, the less the value is.
Oh, really? They made me pick the they made me pick a number from 1 to 50.
Like, 1 would be like 1. So that's like obviously your most value.
Oh, really? Yeah, I'm screwed. I chose 41.
Well, that's still good. Because all you gotta do is make sure after the interview next week you knock the guy off and all the stuff like doubles
and get your money back.
I'll get number 1 because number 1 of 50 is in display. So I should get that one.
You should.
Ah, okay. But it didn't matter as long as it's signed by the author.
On stuff like that, always
because they told me to pick a number from 1 to 50. So, okay, I chose my jersey number. So,
Well, that has many views, though.
Yeah.
That's meaning.
That's meaning, but it's signed by him.
My jersey would win 69, so that didn't go that high.
But, but you know what's special about the guy? He looks like Buck Ramsey. he looks like the one of the porn actors.
That's why he disappeared off the face of the earth.
Oh, that's right.
He's
okay.
Doing photo art instead of video.
I love
art.
How Maynard thinks that I don't know what a porn actor looks like.
Oh, okay. Well, like a porn actor.
You are sheltered. You know.
I'm sheltered. Or well, maybe it's just a little.
Well, let's talk about gay porn.
Yeah, that's right.
Iron Man.
Oh, Iron Man on TV. Well, we're watching TV right
not
now. We just finished
Iron Man,
watching
Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 2. That's right.
May 7th.
Oh, okay, next month. But actually, right now, yeah, we're here at Ray's, and we just watched Glee. So what do you guys think of the first episode of the season?
It wasn't bad. I think there's been better episodes, but I think it'll get better as the season progresses.
Okay. That's good.
I think they could have found a better way to bring Steve back.
Yeah, really? She's kind of it's kind of lame how she came back in, right?
Like, yeah.
It was forced in. There's no twist in it. So, yeah, to me, Sue Sylvester is the person you love to hate.
Yes.
And people love her because of her snarkiness and everything. But it's just that, I don't know. Yeah. She makes my heart, my blood boil. Okay. But
And I hope everybody got to see the Vogue video if you haven't got it.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. Incredible. I was not expecting that. Apparently, Patrick earlier was here and he said that she was tweeting it while she was recording it.
Yeah.
And she was telling her Twitter followers that she's recording the Vogue video or something like that. So I didn't get to know that. I didn't get to follow it. So, but it's interesting. It's very good. Is that the same routine?
Almost.
Yeah, the video.
Very
The video was.
I can't remember the Vogue. It's been a long, long time.
Yeah.
I was probably in high school or college.
Yeah, Madonna's young.
Yeah.
She was young.
No. She hadn't had kids yet, I don't think, at that point.
You know, Madonna's going to hear this.
I think it was after. I think it was after Vogue that she had the first kid.
It was like her first kid came like well after Vogue.
Oh, really? Okay.
It had to be well after Vogue.
Yeah, Madonna gays, let us know where we at.
That's right. And don't put a hit on us because we know you're all powerful.
But next week's going to be the all Madonna episode, so that should be pretty hilarious.
Yeah, and the counselor.
What's her name? Emma, is that her name?
Yeah, I think the other one, the opposing team, the coach. What do you call that? The musical director, the Glee coach.
Oh,
yeah,
Idina Menzel.
Yeah,
that's her real name.
She's in Rent. We were talking about it.
Yeah, she was original in Rent. Cast of Rent and original cast of Wicked.
Yes,
on Broadway.
That's right.
She was the original witch, wasn't she?
She was the original Elphaba.
Oh, that's why she looked familiar.
How do I know this shit?
Why? Do you watch a lot of musical?
You're gay.
Sometimes.
What's the last time you watched?
It's a secret.
What's the last time you watched?
Actually, I went and saw, here in Houston, I saw South Pacific at Tuts.
Oh, okay. Oh, Lieutenant Dan.
I didn't get to see it. Yeah, that's right.
Oh my
you
God.
Much.
No, that's a wreck. That
is a wreck.
Oh,
that's an Asian
wow.
Driver right
classic
there.
Houston.
Classic Asian driver, let me tell you.
In what? Houston.
Yeah, we're watching some
there's a
traffic
wreck. And one
right
car
now.
Completely went up wreck under the other car, and the other one was just popped up over it.
Is that the Galleria area?
Yeah, it looks like
of
the Galleria
it is,
area.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
So. Of course it would be.
Look at that. It's all backed up. That's where you're going to...
For those of you
oh, wait, you're already home. You're already home.
Yes, already, that,
oh, look at that. Oh,
I mean, it's literally like somebody
it's
just
like
picked one
car up. It's
like
two cars fucking each other.
Like, yeah, pretty much.
Okay, people, when you get behind the wheel in Houston, people lose their damn minds. It's unreal at how bad the drivers are here. But hey, we love Houston.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
That's why you stay inside the loop.
Well, I'm outside the loop. I'm way outside. It's almost like South Dallas.
But you're the exception. Yeah, we'll let you slide. We'll pretend you're part of the
loop. That's right. So, okay, musicals. So you've seen that. And
I've seen a lot.
Wicked's coming up.
Wicked is coming up.
Yeah.
July.
Ray, have you seen it? You got to watch it.
It's amazing.
I've seen Wicked before.
Oh, you have? Okay.
I'm not a total reckless guy.
Oh,
could have fooled me.
Remember, I'm the one that has the theater degree.
Oh, that's right. My God. You are gay. BFA. Oh, my God. BFA. Bumfuck. What? What is that?
But Ray answered that one.
Yeah. So, what was the last time you... What was the last one you watched, Ray?
The last one I watched, I think, was... Rent, maybe?
Rent? Yeah, I think Rent was also
when they did it, I think, at Jones Hall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
And I hated it.
Now, I'm supposed to go on to see this Little House on the Prairie when it comes... I think it's coming, like, at the end of this month or something. I'm just kind of like, I don't know. I'm a little iffy about that. I'm not sure how I like that.
Boring.
Is it a musical or a play?
It's a musical.
It's a musical, okay.
Yeah. I'm kind of nervous about it. I'm like...
Paul!
Fits right in down here in the South.
No, that was up in your neck of the woods.
You know what? My neck of the woods, ain't nothing wrong with it.
You're from St. Louis.
I am from St. Louis, yes.
So you know the you used to
the
hang
Lou,
out the...
you know.
Oh.
And where was and where was Little House on the Prairie set?
Shut the hell up.
Where was Little House on the Prairie set?
I don't know, you tell me. Yeah. It wasn't St. Louis.
It wasn't St. Louis, but it was.
Where was it? I don't know.
It was in Missouri.
Oh, is it? Okay. I don't know. I can't remember anymore. I used to watch it in Manila, and I could just remember one or two episodes, maybe. But just, I only remember what's his name, Michael
Landon.
Michael Landon. This is the only one I could remember. And then I was so young. And I guess there was a new one back then. But anyway, we're talking about the South. I'm going to. I have a PSA here. Hold on, I have a PSA. Actually, I got a tweet from DJ Eric. DJ Eric on Twitter, and he sent me an information about their Southern Bears. Southern Bears locked down on July 2nd to July 5th. And he says that, come join the Southern Bears July 4th, 4th of July weekend, okay, for Atlanta Bear Fest 2010. It's called Lockdown. After our highly successful run last year, we are planning an even bigger and better event this year at the same host hotel we used last year. So go to, what's the website? The website is southernbears.org, I believe. Yeah, I think that's, I didn't get the website. Oh my God. I'll put the links on the show notes so you guys can see. Ray, do you have an email? Do you have an email?
Do I have an email?
Yeah.
I have an email here from David W.
Hi, David. Shout out.
Hi, David. And it says, Nard and Ray, as always, enjoyed the latest episode. Thanks for letting me know Ricky Martin was gay.
Yeah.
LOL.
We're recording that the images.
Had a thought or suggestion. While at TBRU this year, I picked up the book Barely Obsessed by Houston author Gary Moore. I really enjoyed the book and was wondering if you guys would do possible book suggestions. I know there are, like me, bears who enjoy reading. We just don't look at the pictures like Rage. Oh, we did this last week.
Yeah, we did this last week.
We did this last week. So why are we rereading this?
I don't know. I thought you wouldn't read it. Anyway. But I'm sorry.
But anyway, just
sorry, listeners. We're reading it again.
But anyway, actually, we're going to have Gary Moore on the show at some point here in the near future. So
yeah. Gary Moore, we met him at, last Christmas. Yeah, we talked about it last year. But what suggestions do you have? We have a suggestion of a book right now.
I've been so busy this week, I haven't been able to read. So.
You can't read.
I'm reading the latest one called Fang by... of the Flock series with the kids who were born. It's what's his name? Find something to talk about while we're getting there.
Okay, go get the book. Okay.
I don't
know. It's looking for the book right now. Are you a book reader?
I am a book reader.
Okay.
I love to read. What book am I reading? Right now, I'm actually reading Dead Until Dark.
Is that one of the vampire things?
It is. Ray has got me totally into this whole True Blood and... all that stuff.
When is True Blood coming back?
I think it's like June 13th or something.
Oh,
but,
my God.
Ray's got me into this. I'm like watching season one right now, and I'm up to like episode 7, and I've got a lot more to go before the new season. And then I want to.
Oh, you better hurry up.
So I'm starting to read the books, too, to correlate that with the series, and it's really good. I'm really enjoying it.
And you know Anna Paquin,
She's bisexual.
She's now bisexual. Okay, so I think I tweeted now that this before. Maybe now the new episodes they're gonna make a twist. Maybe that she's gonna have some bisexual scenes. No, don't you think
that would go totally against the Suki character?
Oh, really? Yeah. Suki's not gonna make up to Tara.
No, Suki appreciates other women. That other women are beautiful, but Suki likes dick.
Oh, really? Okay, they made it clear there.
The best ones.
I mean, as you go into the series, you find out that Suki likes dick.
Okay.
Likes and big dick.
Undead dicks.
Okay. Well, there's other dicks that she hooked up with.
Oh, really?
In the future? Oh, my God. Some big dicks.
Oh.
I need to start reading more.
Okay. I think I should.
And there are dicks out there that provide better sex than Bill.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You'll have to read Metamorphs.
Okay, so as I finish these books, I'll pass them along to you.
Okay. I haven't even read the first
one. Mine are gonna bother.
I'm not a book reader. I would like to watch them.
What? Lazy.
Okay. Anyway, back to the book I'm reading. It's Fang. It's by James. It's one of James Patterson's books. It's a Maximum Ride novel. And if you've been following any of his books, it's about this flock of genetically mutated teenagers that have wings and they fly around, and one of them's job is Max. Her name is Max. Is to save the Earth. And they fight it's all kind of stereotypical stuff they fight. But actually, it's a good series of books. And I think I missed one. I think there was one between the last one and this one. I must have missed it coming out. I just picked Fang up the other week. So
Fang. Is it more of a vampire thing?
No.
Not necessarily. Just
Fang is the name of one of the other guys in the flock.
Okay. So it's not vampire-like.
It's not vampire. No.
What is it with you with characters with teeth? With fangs, right? Like you read the Twilight series.
Reading Twilight because it was about a necrophilia and bestiality.
That's right. It's a woman's struggle between necrophilia and bestiality. Sure, it's her. Yeah, it is actually. It's that's simply it.
You know, I've read the series and I've never looked at it. Put a whole new spin on it.
Yeah, it's true. That's how it is.
I was reading it for the love story.
Oh, it's a love story.
But
that new moon one is because Mike, my partner, is
you know she's
is,
torn.
Is she's torn. She wants to slit herself.
So Bella's
perhaps
a damn whiny bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you guys reading it?
Well, it sucks you in.
It comes out pretty shortly.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But anyway, let's move along. What else is going to happen? I mean, this week. It's coming weekend.
It's coming weekend.
We have an interview, too. We're going to talk to
Vince Andrews, the president of National Leather Association. He's going to be here in Houston. Spring Inequity, which is this weekend. You can register Friday night or Saturday night. Both registrations are at the Ripcord. Come out and join us. There's a dinner on Saturday. That's a lot of demos. Everything else,
are you gonna go, Nurse Ratched?
I am.
I am. Yes, I am. It's your
yes,
first
I am.
Event.
It is. I'm a virgin.
Oh my God!
I did a lot of things.
Be easy on him.
He was a Louis virgin.
I was a Louis virgin.
He was a Louis virgin, and very
yes,
soon
they
you're,
did. You're that was a, quite the experience.
Leather virgin. Well, you haven't seen Bear Watch yet. You're gonna be
I know,
a Bear
I'll
Watch
be a,
virgin too.
I will be. I'll be there, and I will be. Virginized.
Oh, let's talk about Bear Watch.
That's right. We need to talk about Bear Watch because we are holding the registration price at $95. Go register, people. Go register.
BearWatch.net.
BearWatch.net. Go register.
Please help us.
It's a superhero and villains theme this year, so you get to wear costumes.
Yes.
You get to wear superhero and villain costumes on Friday night. We got a contest.
You can be Spider Bear if you want.
Spider Bear, or you can be Dr. Manhattan.
Oh!
You can be Lex Luthor, or or Wonder Woman, or any number of villains.
I can't imagine a bear wearing a Wonder Woman suit.
Have you not seen the pictures?
No.
I can see it.
Have you seen some?
I'll get you the pictures.
Okay, send me some. Oh my God! Must be a Comic Con visitor.
No,
right?
I think it was taken in New Orleans at one day.
New Orleans, okay.
You know, nothing out of New Orleans surprises me.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of one of them things.
So, I haven't been there for some time now. I want to go.
That
back.
Woman has a bear on her bed.
Mm-hmm.
That's very
it's a sign.
It's a sign. Gallery of furniture.
It's a bear here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anyway, Go Rich Beer Watch. People know what they get for their $95. Somebody asked me that the other day. I'm like, well, we feed the hell out of you. You get food Friday night. You get a nice snack Friday night. You get breakfast Saturday morning. You get lunch prepared for you on the beach Saturday. And Saturday evening, you get a full course dinner with, we're having barbecue this year. Nice Texas smoked barbecue. And then Sunday, you get breakfast again. So, plus, you get some free alcohol. And we also have the alcohol.
Alcohol.
And then you also get the world famous clothing optional pool party.
Bears and
foam pit of doom.
What's it called? The foam of doom. The
foam pit of doom. I don't know what they're called.
Foam pit of justice.
They were calling it the fortress of solitude, but I was thinking, you know, that's more like the legion.
Foreskin
of
solitude.
Yeah, the fortress of solitude.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna help out. I'm gonna try Thursday night to come over there so I can help out.
That is May. Make sure I get the dates right.
Oh, get the right dates right.
Mark your calendars, folks.
Register now and go book your hotel room at Inn at the Water Park. Mm-hmm. So it's always a lot of fun we have down there.
Yeah, we always do. It's every year. I've been doing Bear Watch for the past probably 8-9 ever since Bear Watch 2, I think. I was there Bear Watch 2, Bear Watch 3. So it's the 10th now or 11th?
11th. So you're
11th now. Oh my God. Every Bear Watch. Ever since I have been with Mike, yeah. Mike and I have always been Bear Watch. Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. It's gonna be in Galveston. Lots of sun. And what do you think of the shoreline right now? Everything's normal?
It's nice. Everything's
normal now.
They went in that hall of sand and everything. It's just they still got buildings to repair, so
I haven't been to Galveston since the last Bear Watch. So you guys have been to Galveston lately.
Yeah. Quite a bit.
Yeah. We were down there a couple weeks ago. It was nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Very nice. We were down there over Easter, and it was a gorgeous day, and the beach was packed.
There wasn't a place to park on the seawall.
It was packed.
Car.
I mean, it looked like it was middle of summer down there.
It did.
Wow. Must have been fun. Did you guys walk at the beach or something? Or
Not that trip. And walked around.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to go there before Bear Watch. Okay.
So go to www.bearwatch.net.
Yeah,
bearwatch.net and register. It's $95, folks. It's worth the money. Go register.
Yeah. Okay. So Bear Center, put the links on the website so you guys can check it out. Okay. What else is going on? This weekend is,
Kick-Ass.
Well, wait. What's it again?
Kick-Ass.
Oh, yeah. We have to watch Kick-Ass. But it's Spring Iniquity. How are you going to squeeze it in?
Okay.
A matinee, Maynard. Come on.
A matinee.
That's right.
$4 matinee.
That's right. $4 matinee. Come on, man.
Damn, $4 matinee.
The most ghetto theater in Houston. But it's fantastic because I love that $4 movie.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, let's do that. Kick-Ass is a $4 movie. I would agree. Okay. That should be fun. And what else is coming weekend? Actually, you guys are planning something for Patrick, right? Actually, it's
well, tomorrow's Patrick's, actually Patrick's birthday. So happy birthday, Patrick.
Happy birthday, Patrick.
He turns earlier.
He was here earlier with Jerry, but he had to go.
So he's doing a little get-together luncheon thing at Little Bigs.
Oh, that's right. Saturday, I'll try to come because I'll try. I have to convince Mike because it depends on the car, okay? He's having his car fixed, so I don't know how long will that take.
Go drop him off at the car place. And
Come on down.
And then go pick the car up.
Okay. Oh, I actually wanted him to try Little Big. So describe the food at Little Big's.
It's little, but it makes it really big.
Little bit of everything, but Little Big.
No, they do like.
Aren't they like sliders?
They do like sliders. That's basically just sliders and French fries and other stuff like that. So, pretty cheaply packed. It's a nice location. But outside.
And where's this location?
It's in Montrose. It's in Montrose.
Hey, I'm still kind of a Houston newbie, so I'm learning.
Oh, okay. You'll find out. It used to be a Chinese restaurant I used to go to.
They closed it down and they opened
this
up.
It was Ming's before. Now it's
pretty popular ever since they opened it. The day they opened it, it was like packed.
And parking is hard.
Well, parking's always hard. That's
hard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about it. But because I want Mike to try it. I've always wanted Mike to try it. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I will. Happy birthday, Will. I haven't heard from him. I haven't seen him for a long time.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But anyway, okay. So, well, that's it for now. It's going to be busy for us this week and next week. And, yeah, next week we'll probably talk about it, probably blog about it. And what else?
Hope the Maynard can get some videos of the demos.
Oh, really? Can we do that? You think they'll allow us? Okay. I might get flogged. I might get flogged. Just,
please,
stop,
you don't like to get
videos.
Spanked, much less get flogged.
I get flogged. Yeah, we'll see. I'll try. But it's going to be busy.
Maybe
we have
spring liquidity.
Oh, no. I've never tried the violent wand. You've tried it, though, right? I haven't tried it. I've only seen it being done to someone, but no, I it's like
I've
that.
Actually seen the one
it's like a you. Back scratcher.
I'm with you.
It's a small back scratcher.
Maynard, I smell what you're stepping in.
Well, I'm excited. I'll get to see. I'll try to get Mike to go to that, but he'll be arriving really late on Friday, so I might just hang out. I hope we could do the recording on Friday. What do you say?
I'll try to email Vince.
Yeah, anytime on Friday would be good. Yeah. And then next week, like I said, we're going to have a video. We're planning a video with Mark Spencer, the photographer, there at the Hans Payan Art Gallery. And probably it's going to be a video podcast, so we'll see what we can do about that. And he's got interesting stories because as a photographer, he has had many experiences because he was a private investigator before. So you know how it goes with a private investigator with a... the camera. So, he's got interesting stories. I hope he brings it up next week. All right, so we can wrap this up. This is going to be a short show because we're just here. We're just gleeful because of Glee. And it's back on air again. So I hope you guys are watching. I'm sure people are getting sick of it already, of all the tweets and the Facebook
one
posts.
One
more? Aside from last week? Okay. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen last Friday, so. Spartacus. You guys got to watch it. Netflix. Oh, one more thing. Netflix is now available on the Wii. If you... Okay, listeners, if you have a Nintendo Wii, go order your...
Wii.
Go order your Wii discs on it. So. Oh, okay. One more topic. Opera Mini Browser on your iPhone. You have an iPhone?
I don't have a BlackBerry,
okay. But Ray, I had Ray download the.
He downloaded it for me, and I haven't had a chance to play with it, so okay. I cannot speak.
Okay, in a nutshell, what Opera does is it has.
don't ever
not
do that,
that
again.
Kind of opera. Okay,
opera.
It's actually in a nutshell. It's an advanced browser for your iPhone. That it has this special Opera has this special compression technology that it will it renders fast, really really fast, about 5 to 6 times faster
so
than your regular Safari. Huh?
So I can surf Craigslist faster.
Yes, you can actually. By the time you look at one page on Safari, you've seen already 5 pages on the Opera browser. So, guys, check it out. Go check your. App store if you are iPhone user. Well, I'm sure if you guys are already on Android, you already have
Droid.
MyTouch sucks.
You have a MyTouch?
I do have a MyTouch.
MyTouch is good. It uses Droid, right? Android.
Droid,
I mean.
Yeah. I'm not too impressed with it. I'm ready for my contract to end, so I can go to AT&T and get the iPhone.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait for June. June is when all the hardware is coming out. The new iPhone is going
to
come out.
Okay.
That's what I've heard.
I'll have to wait for June. Then.
Yeah, I'm waiting for June. I'm going to upgrade.
I was waiting for them to take the iPad and turn it into a phone. So I walk around like this big phone up against my head.
Yeah.
The phone for old people so you can see.
Well, you know, actually, you speaking of that reminds me of something. When I was in the airport on, I guess it was Thursday.
You saw someone?
Well, it was funny. It was so odd because, you know, most people have this little bitty Bluetooth thing in their ear and they're talking. This guy had the whole damn phone attached to his ear and it was like it was on speakerphone. He was just talking, walking down the terminal. I'm like, what the hell is that? It was quite humorous.
Should have taken a picture.
I should have, but, you know, I don't take pictures, really. I'm just like, it doesn't cross my mind, you know.
Oh, look, they're getting all medical on TV. They're looking at somebody's
voice box.
Oh, yeah, they're doing this. They're scoping this person.
Oh, that's really? Gross. Oh, that's gross.
They're telling all these young people you shouldn't be trying to sing like you're on Glee because it can destroy your vocal cords.
Oh, that's look right. at that. Okay. Oh, God, an operatic. I don't know if it could be heard in the air.
It should microphone. Come natural, people. Just open your mouth and let it just come out naturally. Much like that.
Much like that. Thank you, Ray, for that.
I'm performing at the Met weekly. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Anyway, guys, okay.
Met and live.
Let's wrap this up. Okay. Well, thank you, Nurse Ratchet. Nice name there.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
Now, listeners, email and tell me what show that's from.
What?
Nurse Ratchet.
I don't know.
And the way they say it on the show is Nurse Ratchet.
Oh, okay. Are you going to postpone the answer to the next episode or something?
Yes.
Yes, if you remind me or somebody emails in and tells me what it is.
Okay, all right.
People just be sitting there hanging for years wanting to know what show it's from.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what it is. Where is it from?
You know, if I had a dollar for every...
It started off as a theater show, a show at a theater, and then it actually got made into a movie. So.
It did. You know, if I had a dollar for every time someone called me Nurse Ratchet, you know, I'd probably be a millionaire by now. But I'm nothing like Nurse Ratchet.
Okay. You have to find out what that is. Oh my God!
Do some research, Maynard.
That is gross. Oh my God!
That's the larynx.
They're showing on national TV.
It's not national. It's local news.
Local news.
Fox 26.
Oh, it's Fox.
Your Gulf Coast.
So it's not
authority.
True. I'm kidding. I mean, there'd be listeners who are watching Fox. But anyway, let's wrap this up and then let's finish watching this. Okay, thank you everyone for listening and thank you for. Listening to our rant right now. It's just really an impromptu show that we did. It's very gleeful right now. So if you have comments, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com or email us individually at nard@bearpodcast.com
or ray@bearpodcast.com or you can give us a call on our phone mail on our phone line and leave us phone mail. Call us on our phone line and leave us a voicemail at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-2327 BEAR.
Yes. Yes. Send your voice messages, and we will play it in the show. Follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Oh, we have a Facebook page. If you haven't, you're not yet a fan. We have about 200 plus already. Yeah, so hope it grows a little bit more. I think you are. I think you are. We have a few numbers.
Yeah.
And stand by soon. Very soon I'll be posting. Doug Langway's interview at TBRU. We were talking about Bear City, the movie, and it's a fun interview. It's a video podcast, so stand by for it. So watch out for it. Anyway, so yeah, go to the official website at bearpodcast.com and like I said, subscribe by iTunes. Follow us, MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Okay, so say goodbye to the audience. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys next
Hello.
Week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.